You may be seated. Thank you to all the kids that participated in making this precious manger scene. As you heard earlier by Pastor Rachel, the story of Jesus' birth is pretty short. So there's lots of opportunity to imagine or wonder about some of the details that are left out of the story. And in the story read by Dave, the author, in Room for a Little One, creates a story about animals who were present at Christ's birth. A kind ox, an old dog, a stray cat, small mouse, and a tired donkey. For such an exciting and key event in the world and in Christianity, there's just Mary, Joseph, a group of animals, and the baby Jesus. The accommodations for his birth were pretty much the worst case scenario. After making a long journey to an unfamiliar place, finding out that there was no room for you in the inn. How Mary and Joseph's face must have fallen when they heard the news. There was just no room for them. And this Messiah who was born as a baby is subjected to being placed into a feed trough where animals would eat out of. There's just no room for Jesus. It's a little confusing why there's no room for Jesus, because to the Jewish people, which Mary and Joseph were part of, the Jewish people were waiting expectantly for Jesus to show up. They didn't know his name would be Jesus, but they had writings that described what the Messiah would do and what he would be called. They described the Messiah in the book of Isaiah, that he would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. They thought that this Messiah was going to be a king and would reign on the throne forever. They thought the literal throne. And they also thought this king was going to defeat all the bad guys that were giving all the Jews of trouble and who were being mean to them. So they were imagining a literal king. King with a crown, king with a throne, lots of onlookers that would adore him. But when Mary and Jesus were, at the time that they were around, there were people that were not treating them well, not treating the Jews very well. And so the whole reason why they were in Bethlehem was that the unkind ruler had told them to do so. There was no reason for a pregnant woman. There was no getting out of it. So they had to make the journey anyways. So I wonder if these Jews were waiting, wondering when the Messiah would show up, because they certainly were feeling the mean ruler and were hoping that the Messiah would come and defeat them. So they were making room in their hearts, and no doubt they were preparing the way, but when the Messiah showed up, there was no room. They weren't ready. They weren't expecting the Messiah to be this vulnerable little baby, born to poor parents with little standing in the world. And one of the beautiful messages of the story read this afternoon was that it was the animals that made room for Jesus. Starting out with the old dog, each animal was invited in to escape the cold and harshness of the outside world. Animals that may have been enemies on a good day, the dog and the cat and the cat and the mouse, coexisted with each other and experienced kindness from the ox. So when a man and woman and a tired donkey showed up, it was a given that these animals would invite them into the stable. The animals, no doubt, probably since this is a fake story, they were not familiar with these prophecies saying that Messiah was coming, but they were the ones that made room. So they were ready to extend the kindness, and each one of them, starting with the old dog, heard the kind phrase from the ox that there's always room for a little one here. So while each animal didn't have much to offer, they were welcomed in anyways. So the ox offered physical room and also offered space to experience the kindness and love right there in this lowly place. So when the tired donkey showed up, The whole room, the whole group was ready to prepare room for the weary travelers. And little did they know that the baby that we born in this dirty stable would be the Messiah. And this baby, it was no ordinary baby. On the outside, most people would assume that he would have turned out to be a nobody, born to an unwed mother whose parents were poor and had little social standing in the world. Jesus did not even have the dignity of being born in a house and with eager onlookers to come in and greet them and hold the baby. And instead, born into dirt and filth, only the animals were the onlookers. But the Savior of the universe came into this world this way. The world had made so little room for the baby Jesus, but it didn't matter because Jesus came anyways. Can you imagine what it'd be like for the creator of the universe to be willing to come as a baby? Into all the messiness, all the pain, all the brokenness. And that's what's so special about Christmas. That God would love us so much that he would take on the sacrifice of becoming human. In a world that was not ready for Jesus, they were expecting something much different. Jesus came as a baby to surprise us with what is possible coming from something so small. There's something hopeful about Jesus being born in such a humble stable after not being able to find a place to stay. It's hopeful because perhaps it reminds us that we don't experience such great conditions, feeling rejection from people because maybe you don't have the same amount of money or the same social standing, not having enough influence in the world, not being able to ask for the things that we want in this life, trying our best, but not quite being able to come through in the end. And when we try to carve out just a little bit of space in this world, experiencing heartbreak when you hear the words, there's just no room for you here. And we probably relate a little bit to the weariness of Mary and Joseph, felt at the end of this journey, and feeling the panic that set in when you couldn't find a place. But God took this small amount of room that was made for him and made something infinitely special happen there. God fit the Savior of the world right into this tiny little space. And out of the space that God has made in this world, there's an invitation to each person in this room to make room for Jesus. God offers each of us the infinite love shown through Jesus coming to this world as a baby. Jesus did not look how the world expected him to look, but he offered something far beyond the feeble imaginations of each one of us. That God enters into our messiness and offers the invitation of knowing God, that God loves us so much and that it is beyond our wild imagination. And hearing and knowing that there is a God that offers this gentle reminder that there's always room for a little one. In a moment, we're going to take our offering, and part of our offering this evening will be going to the Sheridan Story. And the Sheridan Story is a backpack meal program, and this church actually supports our local elementary school, Lincoln Elementary, and it is for people, families that are experiencing food insecurity. And so once on Fridays, the kids that are signed up for this program get a bag of food for the weekend. And an exciting thing about the Sheridan Story is they recognize that during Christmas break that this is a time when people that are experiencing food insecurity often don't have resources for food. So starting on December 27th through the 6th, if you go to any of the YMCAs in the Twin Cities area, you can just go to the front desk and ask for a bag of food. No questions asked, no contact information given. You will be given a bag of food. So if you know anyone in your life that is struggling with food insecurity, know that that is a resource for you. So now let us prepare our hearts to take the offering.